Good morning. I'm Vin Ebenew. New Jersey colleges are still reeling due to the pandemic. Georgian Court University President Joseph Marbach says enrollment is down over 7%. The school actually enrolled more first-year students, but that was more than offset by losses of transfer students and in graduate programs.
We think that many of our teachers who are high school teachers are feeling Zoom burnout, teaching on Zoom all day and then trying to take online classes in the evening.
Marbach says the 14 independent colleges in New Jersey have experienced a collective $160 million to $180 million in COVID-driven deficits. They have received $80 million in federal aid to date. Were you able to get your first COVID vaccine? The Ocean County Health Department has started sending out emails for you to schedule an appointment to get your second vaccination shot. It must be scheduled no sooner than 28 days with the Moderna vaccine they administer. It should ideally be set up no sooner than 28 days again, but no later than 40 days after getting your first shot. Walmart stores will soon have coronavirus vaccines available at several locations in New Jersey, including in Toms River. The chain said they opened the locations at the request of the state. Once their vaccination operation is up and running, Walmart expects to deliver 10 to 13 million doses per month when supply and allocation allow for it. As desperation and demand for COVID vaccinations go up, so do phishing calls trying to convince you that there's a way to move up on the list to get your shot, but in return, you have to divulge personal information and sometimes payment. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Germiccioni says there's a number of scams to look out for and avoid.
One of the most common ones is offering early access to the COVID vaccine, but in return for some kind of payment, shipping the vaccine directly to you for a fee, or moving you up on the waiting list, or offering added medical testing or treatment after you obtain the vaccine.
Germiccioni adds that if it sounds questionable over the phone, trust your instincts and don't follow the rabbit down the hole. Postpartum depression and anxiety was impacting about 1 in 7 moms prior to the pandemic. Jersey experts say that rate may have doubled over the past several months alone.
You've got stress just from raising a child. You've got anxiety about getting sick yourself. You've got anxiety about your kid getting sick. You've got depression stemming from all of that, not just in moms, but in spouses.
Daniel Finch with the Maternal and Family Center at CarePlus New Jersey says the pandemic stripped away much of the joy and togetherness related to pregnancy and giving birth. In sports on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs topped the Buffalo Bills 38-24. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Green Bay Packers 31-26, setting up a Chiefs-Buccaneers Super Bowl 55 on February 7th. Locally, the Knicks fell to the Trailblazers 116-113. On the ice, Devils skate by the Islanders 2-0. The Rangers lost another to the Penguins 3-2. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 179 and closed at 30,996. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds. More clouds, unfortunately, here on Monday with highs around 40. Cloudy tonight with some rain moving in, lows around 30. I'm Vin Ebenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.